Right, so delighted now to be joined in studio by John O'Connell, who he has just told me is a microblogger. John, you're very welcome.
Oh, thanks very much, Caroline. Great
so
to be here.
Tell me, what is a microblogger?
Well, a microblogger is like a fashion blogger, but most bloggers have a website. I did have one of those, but it's too fiddly because I work full time. So a microblogger, I blog on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
Okay.
So it's like being a mini blogger.
Right.
Okay, so a baby version.
Okay. So you don't, yeah, so you kind of just put up small posts on Instagram and Twitter kind of instead of a big long essay about something.
Exactly. I tend to take a lot of photos do photo features and then I say, look, I was here and there. Like I'm called Mouth of the South. Mm-hmm. So Mouth of the South goes out and about.
Right.
You know, a lot. So when I do an out and about feature, it's I do on food, fashion, you know, charity events.
Mm.
Usually, so.
Social kind of.
Exactly.
Social
it's social and charity mostly. It's lifestyle more
than anything.
Yeah, absolutely. My byline is a little bit of this, that and the other.
Okay.
So a mix of everything.
Yeah. So tell me, where did the interest in all of this come from and you know?
Well, I've always been interested in fashion and I lived in Paris many, many years ago.
Wow.
And I went to work over there as an au pair. And I suppose I've always liked alternative fashion.
Right.
I'm sort of child of the 80s or a teen of the 80s. So punk and alternative and bright colours, you know. And blogging, I didn't even know what blogging was until about 2 years ago. And I did, I competed in Strictly Middleton 2 years ago. Year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And since I was interested in clothes and what have you, I said, okay, one of the shops that I was friendly with, they said, look, we'll help with your fundraising. We'll host a fashion show.
Oh, very good.
So I said, and what do? I said, who would host that, you know? So I talked to lots of different bloggers. People suggested bloggers. And I said, well, what does a blogger do? You know, they're like up there on a pedestal. It's like you radio stars. You know, you're on a different planet
total
to us.
Radio
you see,
star.
You're way up there. So, there was a few of them I approached and I said I didn't even really know what a blogger did. I started investigating and I met a wonderful lady called Shin Hayes and she's on social media a lot. She's on Cork TV a lot as well and she does a lot of modelling for different agencies and wonderful lady and she's a blogger and she's an award winning blogger and she came down to him see my fashion show and I said, geez, you know, this is cool now, what have you. So I said, look, I'll dabble in this a bit for the fun. So I said, off one day, I said, for years now, when I lived in Waterford years ago, I was called Mouth of the South because I really don't stop talking, you know. So I'm told, and I think I'm very shy and retiring myself.
Of course.
And I said, sure, I'll dabble in this. And that was, I suppose, May or June last year I started off. And I said, sure, I'll throw up a few pictures here of my style here and there and whatever. And, you know, I wasn't really going to any big events right. And I go point-to-point racing and whatever. And in term, I was dressed up now. Teller races now. I won Best Dressed Man there in the spring this year.
Oh, wow.
I call it Willies and Woolies because Woolies jumpers and Wellies and scarf. And just because I had my beret turned back to front. It called flat cap to cause a stir, but sure. You know, so. And it kind of escalated from there.
Okay.
Somebody nominated me for a High Style Award last year. I don't even know how it happened. So I won High Magazine's Microblogger of the Year last year.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
Jeannie. That's fantastic.
You know, it's actually the nominations for this year's awards are officially out tomorrow, the long list. So I think I've been informed that I've been nominated for Most Stylish Men this year.
Wow.
So might need your help with votes.
Absolutely. Stay tuned for, brilliant. And did you have to go to a big event for the awards and everything?
We did. We were at the Silver Springs. So it was all different. It was like going to the Oscars now. I'm a little country boy from a back Boreen. So like, I mean, I've lived in cities, but I mean, it really was like the Oscars now. We had TV stars. Now there were people from Fair City now and all this.
Yeah, actors.
It was presented by Amanda Bunker
and Derek
O'Hartigan from TV3,
you know.
All the literati. I was just starstruck,
So. And I suppose you were eyeing up the style as well.
Oh, that's it, you know. And I said, like, I had to do something different. I said, what will I wear, you know?
Yes,
and
I know.
So, would you believe, actually, I wore a suit that only cost €50 afterwards. But it was...
There you go, like.
It was different, you know. Yeah, it was purple with a leopard skin print or something.
Caused
a bit of a stir now.
Yeah, sure. Stand out.
But that's me. I have to be different, you say.
But sure, that's kind of what you're doing as well, you know. So, you know, you have to help yourself stand out as
Exactly,
amongst the others, you know. So how many followers do you have, or do you keep track of it?
On Instagram now, because I'm only micro, I've just over the 1,200 or something on Insta, because I say it's only for, I don't buy followers, I'm what's called organic.
Okay.
So if people choose to follow, they do. Some people you can buy a, rent a crowd, you know?
Yeah.
And Facebook, I'm just under the 1,500, I think, on the blog, you know, because there's hundreds of friend requests then as well onto my own personal page.
Yes.
Twitter, it's very smart because I forget to use it half
the time.
Twitter's great for business.
Yeah.
But, you know, unless you use the hashtags. Well, I am known as sort of the hashtag king. I do a lot of hashtagging.
All right, okay.
You know? So, yeah, so I say I'm still micro because it's a pastime, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a full-time job, fortunately.
Right,
I don't have time nor money to do it professionally.
I know.
It's down the road.
Who knows? But at least it's something that you can be chipping away at. Like you can even do something on your lunch break. When you get home, you can tip away for an hour or so.
Oh, that's
and then
the joys now of social media, phones, smartphones, and everything. I'd be naked without my phone. No, I do say like that.
I think a lot of us would.
Selfies. I do hate selfies.
People say you do,
but I actually hate selfies. I don't mind. I like being photographed, but I hate selfies. I hate taking them because I always look, oh my God. So
hard to
like
find.
Like alien head, you know.
It is hard to find the right angle or right.
It's very hard to find the right angle.
I'm sure there'll be lessons, there'll be courses in it.
If there
isn't already.
There's an opening up for CRY, like to tie it in with a radio show or something, Caroline.
There you go.
Maybe
no.
Do something in the future down the line.
I have the clue about taking selfies. So what next at the moment for you?
Well, next at the moment, apart from the day job, I'm back to work next week. But on Mouth of the South, there's a few other events coming up. I have another event in Dublin in November, and it's a Miss Corvette Festival of Celebration of Corves.
Oh, right, yes.
Because I'm a big believer in positive body image.
Yes.
So I always promote that real women have curves. You don't have to be a size 0 or a size 2, you know, if you're naturally thin.
A
lot of social media. There's a big pressure in the fashion industry for women to be so thin and what have you. And I mean, nowadays the average for lady apparently plus size is now 14, which I think is ridiculous, you know. I mean,
crazy.
14 is not big at all, you
know. I'd say a lot of women are, like, it could be an average of size of people is 12, 14, I'd say.
Exactly, you know, but so all this size 0 thing from Hollywood media. But
it's crazy.
So because I'm always an advocate of positive body image, and if you feel good in something, what you're wearing or how you look, you know, always build people up. So some of the plus size models have nominated me for Mr. Dapper, which is the first year ever, because they do a celebration of curves every year, and there's a Miss Corvette under 30 and a Miss Corvette over 30, and it promotes, you know, they dress up again, it's like another Oscars event. And this year we're doing Mr. Dapper for the first time. So I've been nominated, which I'm very honoured. Again, it's very exciting, and that's on in Clayton Hotel Liffey Valley in November. The High Style Awards are on as well in Cork in November, so it's going to be busy.
Very busy calendar.
But I say I'm excited just to be nominated. It's a great honour.
Yeah,
you know,
part of it all is wonderful.
I do this for fun, and really a lot of my emphasis is on community organisations and, you know, fashion. And again, fashion, I do styling for people, so I'm very interested in, because some people, they want a whole makeover. And I don't think you have to do a whole makeover to change your life. But we all have to make changes in life. So you work with what you have. And we accentuate, look, if you're larger, you know, like a larger gent, for instance, wear a double-breasted jacket. And it hides a multitude, you know, and whatever. You don't have to wear dark colours.
All the little tricks.
Everyone should wear colours. So, you know, but sure, we'll talk about that down the line in other shows.
And you style women as well?
I style women as well, yes. Anyone that wants, they can contact me through the, I say I'm John O'Connell, Mouth of the South on Facebook, at John.M on Instagram, at Doc M Cellufun on Twitter, but anyone can contact me. So I wouldn't give my number out live on air, but they can contact the studio. And I don't really charge much for the service. I just love to go shopping anyway, you know. And I said, we'll work with your colours and if you have an event and what have you. And it's all about making you feel good. Feel good in your own skin.
That's
I'm very
it.
Much into the positive body image and feel good factor for both gents and ladies. And you don't have to spend a fortune. I'm a big believer in vintage as and even charity shops now have wonderful finds.
You get fantastic stuff.
I do have
there.
To mention now, you may have heard of Aaron. We did Aaron's Hope.
Yes, I did actually.
And Aaron went to America for his straight in, and I was involved in a Grab a Guna event there in Middleton a couple of weeks back.
Remember that.
And we had a big dress sale for you know, people donated dresses, wedding dresses and all. And it was a huge
fashion.
I did some styling that day as well.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Just encouraged people to say, go on. Because I say, look, life's too short. Buy the shoes, you know, the cake.
I know.
Buy that dress.
I know.
Especially the one you think I couldn't dare wear.
Yeah.
Dare to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because we're desperate hard on ourselves, really, aren't we? Like,
well,
you know, we deprive ourselves and then, I mean, that whole restriction never really works, does it? You know, when you restrict yourself from eating something or whatever, and then the guilt that comes with it when you've eaten it, and it's like, oh my God.
Well, exactly. I suppose all things in moderation.
Like, I know.
Think it's about, Caroline, feel good. I mean, you know, it's, if you feel good and you throw it on, never says, it's not you, but you say, oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, do it for you.
Yeah.
Be you for you. That's the whole point, Caroline. You know, that's
great.
Very important.
Yeah, well, John, we look forward now to your return trip.
Well, and welcome back again.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll have best of luck with the awards and everything in
much.
November. And fingers crossed. And of course, people will be able to find out how to vote for you on all your social media as well.
I think the voting will open next week for the High Awards anyway.
Great.
The Mr. Dapper will be different because it'll be within the at the event.
Mm-hmm.
So people there will vote on the night, I think.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
You know,
okay,
sure.
Brilliant. That's great. John, thanks so much for coming in to us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Caroline. It's great to be back in CRY again.
Yeah. Well, no doubt we'll have you back again.
No, thank you.